I was really pleased with the effort of our football team. Also, very impressed with Kansas City as well. I thought they played extremely hard throughout the game, and we made some plays, and we had to make them during the fourth quarter. You know, we had to improve in our rushing defense, and I thought we did that today. You know, they moved the ball a little bit, but we were able to keep them out of the end zone. And offensively, made some drives, some long drives, and we had to make them. Made some big third downs, and really a credit to really the entire football team playing extremely hard and playing for 60 minutes.
Mike, two weeks ago, you guys had the fumble on the first drive. A lot of guys mentioned they had trouble dealing with early game adversity. Today, you guys did pretty well. Is that a positive step for you?
Well, you know, we lost a turnover battle, and as you well know, we haven't played very well when we lost a turnover battle. But we made some plays that we had to make, and I was very, very pleased with that. And it wasn't easy. You know, anytime you miss a field goal and you get an interception return for a touchdown, obviously against the odds. But they kept on fighting. That's what you got to do. You know, they fought for 60 minutes, and we said this game would probably come down to the last few minutes of the game, which it did. And we made some plays, and we had to make them.
Did you guys come in wanting to get Brandon involved, or was that just a part of the game?
Well, you know, it's always part of our game plan. We never know which direction we're going to go. You know, as we talked about last week, our tight ends had big games and didn't play us as much too deep. I think we moved the ball a little bit against them in too deep. We had a couple screens, and they really went away from their base package and started to play some eight-man fronts, which gave the wide receivers a little bit more options to get involved. Well, you know, as we talked about, Larry Johnson, you know, he made some plays. We had him stopped and at the line of scrimmage, and he still found ways to get 6, 7, 8 yards. And, you know, hold him to 3.3 yards per carry is really very hard to do, you know, especially being such a great running back and making plays when there's nothing there. But the main thing is we held him to 10 points and made some plays when we had to make them. I think Josh Barrett, for his first game, played exceptionally well. You know, anytime you ask a rookie to come in and start against a guy like Tony Gonzalez and match up man-to-man, that's, you know, obviously a tough situation for anybody, but especially for a young guy. But at his size, we thought he could match up. You know, he's about 225, 230 pounds, one of the few guys that we felt that at least physically could match up with Tony, and Tony couldn't throw him around, and obviously made some big plays today.
What's the status of Hillis and Stokely, Coach?
I really don't know. I'm hoping Stokely's not too serious. You know, he sprained his ankle, which kept him out of the rest of the game. Hillis, hamstring. You know, anytime it's a hamstring and they pull or they come off the field like he did today, you know, normally it's a month at best. So that'll look good. I'm hoping that it's not quite as bad as I anticipate, but I was not pleased watching him walk off the field.
Are we going to see some more outside runs from Dale?
Pardon me?
We'll
have to see. You're going to have to come to Carolina and see what happens. But I thought Tatum did a good job making a guy miss on the one outside run where he went outside and then dipped inside and an extra guy in the box, and that was a big play at the time.
When Mike, if Peyton is out for as long as you're expecting, what would you do with that position?
Well, we've got a couple guys that we feel that can still, you know, go out there and perform. You know, right now, what we would do, we were planning on doing anyhow, is bringing a guy up from the practice squad, and now we have to. And I think we've got a fullback in Andrew Pinnock that can play well, too. You know, we've had him on our team now for a couple weeks from San Diego, getting used to our terminology. So with Spencer Larson and Andrew, and we got a chance for, you know, another practice guy, on a guy to come up in our practice squad, we'll still be all right. Well, to be honest with you, it was special teams we felt was a big area. Spencer Larson could have went back in there and performed in our third down situation, so he's like a tailback, fullback, goal line situations. But when he went down early with that, I'm not sure it was pulled groin or sore groin, and then when Hillis went down, I said, Tatum, you can't go down. That's it. So, or we would have had to run some of the things we did against Cleveland. But thankfully, Tatum lasted, and Spencer Larson came back, so he could have went in as a tailback in our three wide receiver package and our four wide receiver package. And I'm not sure if we would have run the ball a whole lot, but we could have thrown the ball, and he knew what to do.
Mike, before the season, you created a stir by saying you wouldn't make the playoffs there on radio. not there yet, but what did you see in this team when so many others, you know, didn't? You were so young that there wasn't a whole lot of expectation.
Well, to be honest, I mean, anytime you got eight rookies starting, I didn't anticipate that, you know. Eight guys starting a game against Kansas City Chiefs at home, but really proud in the way they stepped up and played. You know, you got guys that haven't played in the National Football League that are playing like they've been playing for a number of years, and we got veteran guys with great leadership that are making those guys step up and perform at a certain level. You know, we're by no means are we perfect, but to have the adversity we had today and still come back and win, I felt very proud of them.
Are you confident?
What's that?
Are you more confident?
You know, I said this, and I said it that day. I said, I never make guarantees just because of, you know, the guarantee relative to injuries. You just never know. But I felt very good about this football team going in. One of the reasons why I was so excited, and I felt like if we didn't make the playoffs, I'd be very disappointed. As I've shared with you all along, if you don't win 10 games in the National Football League, you feel like you didn't get the job done. And hopefully, you know, we can win a few more games.
What do you like most about Chase?
I thought he played excellent. You know, he managed the game well. You know, he took the short routes. Obviously, their DB made a great play on that one play that he had intercepted for a touchdown. But then in panic, I thought he was cool, calm, and collected and made the plays you needed to do to win. A bunch of third downs, long drives. When you had to come up with some plays, he was able to make the plays.
Especially like how he got you out of that situation at the end. You guys were back up at your
one. That's what I'm saying, third downs. You know, that's the key. You know, I think 9 for 12, maybe it statistically is 9 for 13 with the kneel down, but you go 9 for 12 and you're 0 for 2 in your first third downs, that means you're doing some good things throughout the game.
Do